You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. If you've been on the North San Luis Obispo County coast in the past few weeks, you may have noticed some new fauna off the side of the road. Goats. A state agency has been using goats to remove non-native plants from a former stretch of highway. And if all goes well, they could become a regular sight on Central Coast roadways. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
So this is the Piedras Blancas project. It's about a 3-mile section of Highway 1 along the coast where we relocated the highway away from the coastline due to coastal erosion and sea level rise.
Catherine Brown is a landscape architect for the Central Coast Division of Caltrans, the state's transportation agency. Brown says waves used to crash on the old section of the highway located between San Simeon and Ragged Point. So Caltrans moved a portion of the highway, about 500 feet east. Since the job was completed in 2017, Brown and her team have been working to reestablish the native coastal prairie.
Recently, we had an invasion of some invasive plants that we are trying to control with goat grazing.
About 300 goats are penned up on this old section of highway, now covered in grass and plants.
Most of the goats out there are female. Most of them are pregnant. And they also have 2 to 3 7-month-old, I believe, babies with them.
The weeds in this area have little flower heads, which the goats eat. This removes the seeds. Then the goats eat the leaves, which keeps the plants from photosynthesizing and building a root system.
They're leaving some of the natives, but primarily going for the tasty invasives. They love the mustard. Looks like they like the radish as well.
But it does take a while for the goats to develop their palates for burr clover and thistle.
At the beginning, they didn't really like this type of food the first time tasting this type of plant, so they're getting used to them. And now they're used to it, so now they're like eating pretty quick.
That's the goat shepherdess, Margarita Aceves. Her goats have recently finished clearing one area and are anxious to move to another. She opens the fence and the hungry goats bleat and run across the bluffs to a brand new food supply.
First they start with the green. Anything that's green first they will eat. And then they will start eating the brown stuff, that everything that is dead.
Aceves says unlike cows, the goats don't leave digested seeds behind that will sprout again. Just a lot of fertilizer. The goats eat about an acre a day.
You have some greedy goats, I call them, because they're the ones that like eating everywhere. They don't stop and eat just in one spot. They will start here, and then they'll move back and forth all the way. And then just because the one goat moves fast and runs, the rest run behind her.
Before this job, Aceves was enrolled in college studying to be a teacher. Now she's saving up money to go back. Her brother had been working with goats for a while.
And he's the one that told me, you want to work so you can finish paying your debt for me? And I'm like, animals, really? I work with children. He's like, you can work with goats. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll give it a try. And I came for 2 months training. And then I started working in projects with him. And it's like pretty awesome job.
Aceves and her brother use an electric fence to pen the goats. It keeps the goats in and predators out. She wakes up a few times each night to check on them. Besides this job, they work on other projects across the state too.
We work for fire hazards behind all the houses. Like also for national parks.
Catherine Brown says Caltrans has been using goats for wildfire fuel reduction in the Bay Area for years. And now agency staff are discussing doing the same on the Central Coast. Caltrans says the Piedras Blancas project costs about $20,000. Brown says it was cheaper than the other options for getting rid of non-native species.
We wanted to come up with a sustainable practice to reduce herbicide use and be better for the environment, less pesticides, herbicides out close to the ocean and in the creeks.
Using goats to control highway vegetation is a newer concept on the Central Coast, so eyes will be on how they handle the project. The goats will make a couple more passes over the Piedras Blancas area in the coming months and are scheduled to return to North San Luis Obispo County in the spring. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.